First hour of disaster turned into a last hour of joy for New Zealand as they went from 21 for 3 to dismissing both South Africa's openers in defence of their first innings total of 268 on a seesaw day one, which ultimately belonged to the hosts. The story of the day for them was the maiden century of Henry Nicholls. He's waited a long time for it. He's been dropped from the New Zealand side before. He's battled through a couple of half centuries and then a 98 against Bangladesh in January this year. And it became a real question of whether he was good enough to play in that number five spot or whether New Zealand would have to look elsewhere. They didn't really have too many options in this test match because Ross Taylor's out through injury and there was a lot of responsibility on that middle order, especially Nicholls, especially when Kane Williamson was dismissed early. Williamson reviewed. It was a really hopeful review, even though the ball tracking wasn't working at the time. The ball was definitely going on for all three reds there, and it really left it up to what is quite an inexperienced middle order to carry New Zealand through. Most impressive about Henry Nicholls' innings was his positivity, the way he approached the South African bowlers, taking on the short ball from Morne Morkel, the full ball from Kagiso Rabada, and working the spinner Keshav Maharaj around to get to that 100. He batted well with Jeet Ravel and well again with BJ Watling and took New Zealand to quite a competitive total, especially considering they've already got rid of South Africa's top two. An exciting day two tomorrow. We'll bring that to you here from the Basin Reserve in Wellington.